It may seem like a strange time to start a business, but a lot of people have decided that now is the time to chase their dreams. In fact, new businesses are being created at a record-breaking pace right now. NPR's Andrea Hsu caught up with one entrepreneur outside of Philadelphia.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Juby.
Juby, it's nice
to meet you.
It's opening day at Smell the Curry, a South Indian catering business and food stall at the Flowertown Farmers Market. The chef and owner is Juby George.
I started cooking when I was young. I used to help my dad. My dad had a catering business, too. I wouldn't say it was a business. It was like a side hustle for him, you know?
And until now, catering has been a side hustle for Juby George, too. For the last 21 years, he's worked as a programmer, writing JavaScript and HTML for a company that trains pharmaceutical reps.
I love my job. I also love cooking.
A few years ago, he started catering meals for small gatherings a couple times a week. And then when the pandemic hit,
I started getting more and more, like, you know, maybe three a week.
People weren't going to restaurants. Many tried to avoid grocery stores. Juby George came up with the idea of offering a monthly menu. Chili paneer and chana dal, mint chicken curry and prawn curry, a specialty of Kerala, his home state. His wife, Shireen Bathala George, often cooks with him, but has a full-time job in data management. She says the food was just what people needed in those dark days.
The feeling of having a nice home-cooked meal, you really feel the love through his cooking.
Soon, their evenings and weekends were filled with chopping and sautéing and layering of spices. Meanwhile, Juby George was still doing his programming job from home. Things had gotten a little slow. And then one day this past October, he was driving his three boys to the movie tavern in Flowertown when he spotted a space available sign at the Flowertown Farmers Market, an indoor food hall.
I told my son, I was like, hey, take this number down.
He arranged to see the space a few days later. It was exactly what he wanted. A commercial range, a hood, a refrigerated display case that now holds his curries and mango pies. Within days, he had signed the lease and put in his notice at work.
It was a good time for me to make that jump, you know, 21 years. Why not take a chance, you know?
And millions of others are also taking chances. This year alone, the number of new business applications is on track to top 5 million. Now, it's hard to say how many pandemic-era businesses will survive. Many of them were created out of necessity by people who lost their jobs and decided to become self-employed. Shireen says she was a little taken aback at how quickly things materialized for them.
You know, that initial, like, wait, what? We're doing this right now.
But she says their boys are more independent now. They're 7, 10, and 12. And they're pretty good taste testers. And if not now, then when?
Yeah, it's going to be hard. It's not all going to be easy. But this is what you want to do. You got to go for it.
All I know is I think there's a need for Indian food in the area. People will want it. So I'm here to service that.
In addition to Shireen, who helps whenever she can, Juby George has one part-time employee who helps wrap samosas and package up food. So like a majority of new businesses formed in the pandemic, he hasn't created a bunch of jobs yet, but he hopes that could be in his future. For now, he's got a very important catering gig coming up.
So we always host Christmas at our house.
On the menu, celebratory food, including eggplant and, of course, lamb curry.
It's a popular dish with our family.
And one he hopes will be popular with his customers, too. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.